Walking onto the camp meeting site in Epworth, Georgia, it's clear things have changed since the original gatherings here in the mid to late 1800s. The music people are singing here today is more than a century old, but it's amplified through speakers. Mary wore three links of chain. This is a historical reenactment of the old days. Steve Darcy is an expert on those old days. He's president of Meridian Herald, a group dedicated to bringing back old music that organizes this meeting. When he's done singing, then he can talk.
Where the congregation was sitting today, there would have been a roof built over it, but no walls. Originally, they just pitched tents in a circle around that, and then they'd have the meetings during the week, and after the week or 2 weeks, however long it was, they'd pack up and go home.
Back then, living in rural America meant not seeing many preachers, so it made sense to travel by wagon and camp out a few days. Epworth is in a valley between mountains and wilderness, and it has a water source called the Spring of Faith. The story goes that a farmer fenced it off one year, and overnight, God moved the spring across the fence. In a world with expressways, some feel there's still a place for the old camp meeting.
This is something that's very important for us to keep hold of.
Richard Lumpkin is a church musician in Blue Ridge, Georgia.
It teaches life lessons. It teaches you how to grieve. It teaches you how to have faith. It teaches you if your crops were bad, God's still out there for you.
Making songs to convey those lessons was a big part of camp meetings. The musicians often improvised and borrowed. Right now, you hear the Isaac Watts text, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. The tune you hear is by American composer Lowell Mason. He lived in Savannah when he wrote it in 1824. Steve Darcy.
There's an instance where these words come down from a learned, educated Englishman reaching to the rural South. They would help us deal with the suffering on this earth and looking forward to glory in the next life.
African Americans also borrowed from Watts when they held gatherings alongside the camp meetings of whites. An expert on those traditions is a soloist with Meridian Herald.
Crying holy unto the Lord, and
Timothy Miller teaches oral music traditions at Morehouse College. Miller says slaves would accompany their owners to camp meetings and have their own gatherings.
They would get together and they would sing these new songs that had kind of this camp meeting and this African influence, and they would dance around in a circle.
These so-called ring shouts helped produce spirituals. Miller remembers his grandmother sharing songs with him.
She would sing stuff like, Well, I'm down here, Lord, waiting on you, and I can't.
Darcy and Miller say a lot of music passed down orally like that has been lost. But camp meeting songs that have survived are abundant in hymnals and church services around the U.S. Amy Kiley, WABE News.